It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today in your Wiki Corner?
Well, it was on June 18th of 1967 that the Monterey Pop Festival came to a close with a lineup that included not yet iconic figures of the 1960s music scene, like Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, The Who, and The Grateful Dead.
And so at the time, they were not...
Totally not famous or well-known.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It marked the first major rock festival in the United States and is remembered for the first major American appearances by the Jimi Hendrix Experience, The Who, and Ravi Shankar, the first large-scale public performance by Janis Joplin, and the introduction of Otis Redding to a mass American audience.
How many people attended this? Are you getting into that?
Okay. I think like 200,000 people.
Oh, my.
Yeah, over 3 days.
Gosh.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Held over 3 days during the height of the Summer of Love, Monterey Pop helped bring all of these artists to the national consciousness.
I guess so.
The festival was planned in just 7 weeks. In 7 weeks, all those people were able to...
secure
airfare. Change their schedules and make it there.
Take days off work. Do you think they were taking days off work, Sarah, to do this?
I mean the bands.
Oh, the bands.
I mean the bands were able to all like coordinate their schedules enough to all be there.
They were unknowns at the time, right?
I guess some of them, yeah. But it was planned by John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas, record producer Lou Adler, event producer Alan Pariser, and publicist Derek Taylor. Monterey had been known as the site for the long-running Monterey Jazz Festival, much like our Rochester Jazz Festival,
Fest
here. And the promoters saw a Monterey Pop Festival as a way to validate rock music in the way in which jazz and folk were regarded there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So the artists all performed for free.
Wow.
Yeah. With all revenue donated to charity, except for Ravi Shankar, who was paid $3,000 for his afternoon-long performance on the sitar.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The artists did, however, have their flights and accommodations paid for. Apart from Shankar, each act was given up to 40 minutes for their performance. Several ended their sets earlier, including The Who, that they played for only 26 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Barely get a song out in 26 minutes.
They were playing for free. What do you want?
Yeah, you're right.
Right? With its motto, Music, Love, and Flowers, Monterey Pop drew hundreds of thousands of people to Northern California. Festival goers who wanted to see the musical performances were required to have either an all-festival ticket or a separate ticket for each of the 5 scheduled concert events. Ticket prices varied by seating area and ranged from $3 to $6.50, which is about $28 to $61 today, which is still...
It's not a bad price.
Pretty good for concert tickets these
days.
Yeah. The song San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear Flowers in Your Hair, was written by John Phillips and sung by Scott McKenzie specifically to promote the event.
Oh, really?
It was released in May of 1967, but that was written specifically to promote the Monterey Pop Festival.
It was a marketing campaign.
It was, yeah. The festival was the subject of a documentary movie titled Monterey Pop by noted documentary filmmaker D.A. Pennebaker. You're a big fan of his work, I know.
Love D.A.
Their screening of the film in theaters nationwide helped raise the festival to mythic status, rapidly swelled the ranks of festival goers looking for the next festival, and inspired new entrepreneurs to stage more festivals around the country like Woodstock just 2 years later.
Good one.
The audio recordings of the festival eventually became the basis for many albums, most notably the 1970 release Historic Performances Recorded at the Monterey International Pop Festival, which was certified gold by the RIAA, signifying $1 million in sales.
No.
Yeah. The Monterey Pop Festival was a groundbreaking event, bringing together nearly 36 well-known and unknown acts, representing an eclectic mix of styles and sounds. Monterey was also the first high-profile event to mix acts from major regional music centers in the U.S. So areas like San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Memphis, Tennessee, and New York City. And it was the first time that many of those bands had met each other in person.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. The festival not only pioneered the basic idea of a large-scale multi-day rock festival, but it also provided the creative template that festivals still follow to this day.
Hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Pioneer in so many ways.
That's right.
All right. 1967.
1967.
Picked out a record to go along with the Monterey Pop Festival, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, well, since it was written specifically to promote the festival, we're going to play San Francisco by Scott McKenzie.
We'll do it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Scott McKenzie, San Francisco. Sarah, do remind us, why do we just play that incredible record?
Because we were talking about the Monterey Pop Festival, and that song was written... specifically to promote the festival.
Truly it was. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The Monterey Pop Festival was the first major rock festival in the U.S.
It was planned in just 7 weeks.
And the artists all performed for free with revenue donated to charity.
Can't believe you can plan that in 7 weeks.
I know.
That's insane.
And write this song and release the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They hustled.
Yeah.
They hustled for sure. Folks want to learn more about the Monterey Pop Festival. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Plus, we stream it live every day on Facebook at 4:10. You can watch and hear behind the scenes on Facebook Live. And then we archive the footage up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. The channel's there with the entire library of the Wiki Corners. Be sure to like and subscribe so you know we post new material. And you're back tomorrow at 4:10 with a brand new episode.
Sure am.
Looking forward to it tomorrow, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We got traffic, we got weather, we got music. What more do you want? It's coming up next on Legends 102.7.